Thank you, Chair. The International Committee for Robot Arms Control, ICROC, joins fellow delegations in extending congratulations to you for assuming leadership for this meeting. Chair, it has been over a decade since the issue of lethal autonomous weapons systems laws was brought to the attention of states within the United Nations. Throughout these years, stakeholders have highlighted the legal, ethical, and security concerns that are raised by laws and the urgent need for a legally binding instrument. ICROC calls on states to urgently move towards negotiations of a legally binding instrument that contains both prohibitions and positive obligations. Chair, during this week's discussions, ICROC calls on states to remember that civilian protection lies at the center of the CCW framework. Indeed, the CCW preamble recalls the general principle of the protection of the civilian population against the effects of hostilities. It is critical to note that the general principle on the protection of civilians is found in various branches of international law, including international human rights law, the UN law against use of force, that is use ad bellum, international criminal law, international environmental law, etc. Thus, whilst the UNGGE on laws has, for the past decade, more fully focused on international humanitarian law, that is IHL, implications of laws, it is critical for the sake of comprehensiveness and civilian protection to also discuss implications of laws to other legal regimes such as use ad bellum, the UN law against use of force. Indeed, the preamble refers to use ad bellum where it notes that every state has the duty in conformity with the Charter of the United Nations to refrain in its international relations from the threat of use of force against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of any state. Further, the CCW notes that in creating this convention, one of the most important nation's desires was ending of the arms race and moving towards the realization of aspirations of all people to live in peace. Laws have implications on many people's right to live in peace, and it is not at all to move towards ending of arms race. ICROC encourages stakeholders to engage in further discussions regarding implications of laws on use ad bellum at the upcoming Intergovernmental Conference on Peace and Security aspect of autonomous weapon systems in Freetown, Sierra Leone, that was mentioned earlier by the delegation from Sierra Leone. Indeed, peace is a human right. As a unique regional human rights instrument adopted after several years of violence perpetrated on the bodies of African peoples through slavery, colonialism, neocolonialism, etc., the African Charter on Human People's Rights uniquely provides for a standalone right to national and international peace in Article 23. When discussing laws, prioritizing the preservation of the right to peace is critical, particularly for those who more than often are disproportionately affected by violence. Chair, during this week, ICROC eagerly anticipates contributing on agenda item 5 concerning the application